Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started yesterday by talking about more testimonies. More testimony. This is very personal. And we spoke about some fundamentals when it comes to partnering with the Holy Spirit. One of the scriptures we ended with yesterday was Psalm 45 verse 2. And in Psalm 45 verse 2, it said, "Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever." So we are talking about more testimonies, part 2. Please take your seat. There shall be more testimonies. The scripture we read is telling us how a believer gains advantage. And in that advantage, you cannot take away the element of grace. It said that you are fairer than the children of men. You are more favored. You are prettier. You have an advantage over other people. And that advantage is coming through the blessings of God that has been placed upon you as the grace of God, the enabling ability of God upon your life. And he said, because of that, God has blessed thee forever. So here we see that God's blessings for our lives are forever. But there is a bridge that activates or deactivates the flow of the blessing that we have already been given by God. And that bridge has to do with the bridge of your lips, or if you like, call it your tongue or your mouth. And one fundamental reason is because the blessings God has given you, you must receive it, you must accept it, and you must appropriate it. And in doing so, he has given grace to your lips to be able to receive, to be able to declare it, and to be able to establish it. Unfortunately, the grace that we have been given to make sure that we activate the blessings and gain advantage in life, we mostly misappropriate it because we lack the insight of what God has done with us. And so anybody who knows the management of this grace, especially on the department that this grace has been poured on, that person lives a victorious life. By the time we are done with these 3 days, you will enter into practical victories in Jesus' mighty name. So grace has been poured on our lips as believers. And this is very important. And another scripture that even throws more light on it is Proverbs 22 verse 11. In Proverbs 22 verse 11, God is using the instrumentality of the man to help the man by the grace that has been poured on the man. He said, "He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend." Pureness of heart, grace of his lips. Say, "There is grace upon my lips." Say, tell somebody, when your heart is pure, when you are a Christian, that's not just it. Know how to use the grace upon your lips so that kings will love to become your friend. Praise the Lord. So here we see that having a pure heart, being just a born again believer, is powerful, but you have to be taught in the ways of righteousness. You have to be taught in how to utilize this, you know, st- status you have in the spirit, this redemption you have in Christ, that yes, I'm pure in heart, good motive, my heart is for God, but you may still stay down there even though Christ has raised you. And one of the reasons why you keep staying down there and unbelievers will keep operating in high places is because you do not respect the grace that is upon your lips. I think that the problem that many of us have is that aside the fact that we do not know that there is grace upon our lips, for those of us who have come to even know, we do not respect that grace. That is why we use that grace anyhow. For many people, the only time they get very serious using their mouth to try to change things is when they are angry and they want to curse somebody. It's like, you really know who I am. Do you know who I am? And you, somewhere, somehow, at that level, you have a firm belief that all the negative things you are planning in your heart, when you say it, it will happen. Somewhere, somehow. But there is grace on our lips. And we need to respect that grace. If you are not, you see, because the human being that is redeemed has the spirit of God, and that makes you a superman. That spirit of God in us makes our members energized in ways that natural men are not, you know, privileged to be energized like that. So for the believer, there is so much supernatural power upon our lips, and as a result of that, kings, we enter into realms where kings operate because of the grace on our lips. That means that if you were born to a very humble beginning, you are able to ascend to the realm of kings by knowing how to utilize the grace that's upon your lips. Having a good heart is not good enough. You need to know how to use the anointing. You need to know how to use your tools. You are a farmer, you don't know how to use your tools. The land will be fertilized, rain will fall, but you will simply not have harvest. Or maybe if you are going to have any harvest at all, you are going to underproduce because you don't know how to use your tools. One of the tools that God has given us for more testimonies is the grace of God upon our lips. Say, there is grace upon my lips. I found out that Christians find it so difficult to believe this. That this mouth you use to chew chicken and heavy meat, there is something supernatural about it. It's so difficult for us. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit. But you don't speak through your ears. You speak through your mouth. Hello? It's a great channel to unleash your destiny into the realm of the resources of kings. A realm where you have kings as your destiny helpers. A realm where you have notable men, men of substance, women of substance, to enter into a certain dimension. You need to know how to use the grace that's upon your lips. So when you do that, the king shall be your friend. May presidents begin to become your friend. May CEOs, men of substance, timber and caliber, let them yearn to become friends with you. That means that the reason why someone will stay in the gutter is because they don't know how to use the grace that's upon their lips. It's not for the absence of that grace. It's for the, you know, misappropriation of that grace. Some are ignorant. Some are not ignorant, but somewhere, somehow, they don't use it. The reason why you may be married to a foolish person, you may be married to a useless man or a useless woman, is because you have been useless in this grace on your lips. Some of you never want a good man. You want a man who is very good in sex. Even if he doesn't have character, he doesn't have any good things. Just, no. You just need a bed. Like 6 packs. More than fruit of the spirit. Some men just like this and this. And you know, there's a way that they misappropriate that grace on their lips, that, you know, when God even sent them the real destiny helper, who is a size 8 or 10 with moderate package, they said that one is not a human being. That's, you know, saying that over time, that's how the real person that has been ordained for you just passes by, because to you have used your mouth to transact for this and this. And when the real one came, because all the time your mouth has said, you don't want. You just married a witch. Tell somebody, there's grace on your mouth. Grace on your lips. I'm getting into the message right away. There's grace on your lips. So, we have to know how to use that grace. Praise the Lord. To enter into the realm of kings, there is grace. Say, there is grace on my lips. Songs of Solomon chapter 4 verse 3. Songs of Solomon chapter 4 verse 3 says that thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is calmly. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Too powerful. So within thy locks, it talks about your lips, it talks about thy speech, it talks about thy temple. And when he was talking about this, this is the lover talking about his lover, the greatest lover, describing the attributes, the qualities of his lover. And he says that thy lips, oh, are like a thread of scarlet. A thread. Let's stay with a thread. A thread of scarlet. That's simple. You see, in Psalm 45, when you read 45, verse 1, 2, 3, it talks about the fact that because there's grace on your lips, God has given you a tongue like the pen of the ready writer. So that grace makes your tongue like a pen. And here, the grace on your lips makes your lips like a scarlet thread that you can use to bind treasurable materials together. So, by application, you are talking about God blessing you so much to a point. Thy lips are like a thread. You can look at the ESV, other translation, but that thread there is just linking you here and there to the important things. So, with your lips, you're able to connect to your academics. You're able to, he said, your lips are jewel red. Your mouth elegant and inviting your veil. Jesus Christ. Some boy should learn this line. Learn this thing. There is a jewel in your mouth. It's a thread. You are using it to connect the dots. Connect the yen. Connect it. How many of you have done crocheting before? This your lip, as you are speaking, you are connecting the different parts together to form something very beautiful. At times you are speaking, you are writing. This time you are speaking, you are sewing. You are putting together, you are tying together. And so, my relationship, you are my carrier now, why? No, when you understand the grace on your lips, what tarea and why that we use today, because you understand by insight, by illumination, that as I am speaking, I am sowing. As I'm speaking, I'm tying the different pieces of different things together. As the way a thread is used, are you here at all? The scarlet thread is used to tie things, to redeem things, to patch them together, to form a very beautiful, you know, something that is made out of creativity. So when you are speaking, you are creating. But you are tying things. You are tying your visa. You are tying your prosperity down. Tying down your spouse. Tying your children. Tying this part and that. Are you here at all? That somebody have some grace on their lips, like a thread that they can use to tie some dollars and pounds and tie some visa. Somebody is tying some Switzerland assets and some US assets. Okay, but people have not gone to Togo before. We are saying this, and they won't say amen. Say, I will be there. I'll be there. I'm there. I think you have grown. You have entered there. I'm there. Say, I'm there. Come on now, say, I am there. It will be very, very wrong for you to know Jesus here on earth and not see good days. And because opportunity has been given us. There is so much grace on your lips like thread of scarlet that you are able to connect to things. So powerful. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 4 verse 22 in the NASB. Luke 4:22. Look at that. He just talking. He says that, and all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips. What kind of words? I can't hear you. And they were saying, is this not Joseph's son? Jesus just confused the whole people there. Changed his status from a carpenter's son, whom they were familiar with in the community, a poor man's son and all of that. By the time he used his words from his lips skillfully and spiritually, they saw that things were happening around. And they said that the reason why we are confused about this guy, his background, we know his background, but he's operating at a different level, is because gracious words are coming out of his mouth. Gracious words. What are gracious words? If the Bible said, I'm blessed, say, I'm blessed. That's what releases grace. If the Bible says you are the head and not the tail, when they push you down, as you are down, say, I'm the head. Gracious words. They are words that invokes the grace of God to work for you. There are some words when you speak, wherever anointing is, the anointing must look for you. Jesus said, I laid down my life and I pick it up again. That's why nobody could take it from him. No one takes from me. Gracious words. Cause the things that be not into being as though they were. Gracious words. Looks at you in the mirror and says, boy, you fine. Guy, you fine. You are favored. Even though you are perching somebody. Guy, you are a real estate owner. Gracious words, gracious words. Tell someone, learn how to use gracious words. Come on now, say gracious words. One more time, say anointed words. Words that are powerful, filled with spirit. Yeah, gracious words. Don't speak words that do not carry the spirit of where you are going. Don't speak of things that you don't expect on your pathway to your destination. Do not invite and entertain non-gracious words. If you want to see testimonies, you need to prepare and package those testimonies by unleashing the grace that's upon your lips, so that your season will come and meet spirit-prepared words that form atmosphere conducive for your fruitfulness, your productivity, conducive for your miracles. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I may but run and touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She released gracious words of healing. I touch him, I'm healed. Gracious. If I get to the embassy, I'm giving the visa. Gracious. I'm rich. I'm healthy. I'm not dying. There's so much life in me that death cannot swallow the life. Are you here at all? Gracious words. Come on now, free yourself. Talk to somebody. Say, it's a season for gracious words. Speak gracious words. Speak gracious words. And ask them, what have you been saying all this while? It's your season to speak gracious words. I see gracious words being spoken here. And I speak some over you right now. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, every one of you who has not lifted your head for a very long time, by the time tonight is over, may your head be lifted up with oil. Any shame that is looking for your head will not find your head. I speak over your life and declare that any plan from the pit of hell is overruled by the gracious words invoked over you tonight. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, may what is only planned for you in heaven become your reality in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has been stolen from you, receive 10 times more. Shout a louder amen. Clap your hands. Clap offering is free. I see all these singers here driving your high-end cars, buying houses, and houses being bought for you. You here to receive it in Jesus' name. You will not just own things you bought. You will own things that were given to you as gift. I release gracious words over you and over. Okay, keep sitting now. Let me prophesy to these people here. I see that the Lord is giving you speed. May you run on a top speed. You will never crawl again. You will never be delayed again. You will never be disappointed again. I speak gracious words. Anywhere you encounter disappointment, it's overturned. Shout a louder amen. Clap your hands and bless God. Please take your seat. Say, my lips are for gracious words. You see, the Bible says that we are priests. We are royal priesthood. Or we belong to a kingdom of priests. So, in Malachi chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible makes us understand that the priest of Christ must possess a knowledgeable lip, an educated lip. If you're a priest, yesterday we learned about an educated lip, that for the priest lips should keep knowledge. The priest lips should keep what? And they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Say, I'm a priest of Christ. And he says that if you're a priest of Christ, your lips should keep knowledge. Yesterday we learned that the righteous lips keeps knowledge. And he says that this knowledge is the law from the mouth of the Lord. Why? Because you are a messenger of the Lord. You have been sent with a message of salvation, a message to declare what should happen in your space. And your lips must keep the law of God, not what is yours. The law of God. Then you must have a knowledgeable lip. You must have an educated lip. And yesterday we said that an educated lip, or a lip that keeps knowledge, is the lip that speaks the word of God. It speaks the promises of God. It makes sure that it aligns with what God is saying, so that it can receive what God is prepared to manifest. And there are people whose lips are not priestly. He said, in Numbers chapter, he said, the priest will bless in this wise. You will not curse, you will bless in this wise. The Lord caused his face to shine upon him. Praise the Lord. The lips of the priest must keep knowledge. If you are a priest of Christ, a believer in Christ, you must have an educated tongue. An educated mouth. No matter how you are provoked, no matter how things try to fight you, because you are a priest, when you are a priest, you are bound ethically to speak the word of the Lord. The people at the outer court may not speak the word of God, but the priest, you live to speak the word of the Lord. In fact, you are the custodian of the mysteries of the Lord. You keep your whole existence is based on keeping the knowledge of the law of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keeping it. John chapter 1 says that all things were created by the word. And nothing was created that was created except that which was created by the word. If your lips don't keep the word, your lips don't keep knowledge, what is on the mind of God, what's the will of God, you will bring to pass what is on the table of the devil for a child redeemed by Christ. Because your lips don't know how to keep knowledge. There's a way to train your lips, though. Praise the Lord. There's a way to what? I can't hear you. There's a way to what? Train your lips. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 15. You can train yourself to a point where you have an educated lip. You don't speak anyhow. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. He said there is gold. Multitude of rubies. A lot of treasures. Beautiful treasures. But look at what surpasses them. What surpasses gold, surpasses diamond, surpasses silver, is the lips of knowledge. It says that it's a precious jewel. That is, when you have a spiritual lip, an educated lip, gold is a small matter for you. Diamond and riches, they are small matter for you. You have the real jewel of an anointing you have is knowing how to speak knowledgeably. It's priceless. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. It's beyond what the doctor can do. That's how cancer will live. And doctor is doesn't know what happened. He said, it's a priceless jewel. Precious one. More than gold. There's an anointing in you that's more than gold, man. There's a supernatural virtue in you. More than rubies. More than the target you are trusting God to meet before this December, that your workplace people, they are very wild. If you have an educated lip, one remittance bill will enter like that. It will just, I'm telling you, somebody say it's possible. It's more than gold. Highly possible. Who has more than gold on their lip? You have to understand that your lip is more than the gold mine in Obuasi. More than the Akutia, what is there? The diamond? Diamond in Akutia. It's more than that. It's more precious. More precious. And that means that your real poverty of life is as a result of the ignorance of your lips. Having a lip that speaks anyhow, especially away from the word of God, is what plants you in perpetual need, perpetual poverty, perpetual ugliness. Like, there will be no beauty in your life to behold, because your lip is not an educated one. Just check somebody who speaks in line with the word of God. Has confirmation, affirmation, makes their declaration, and regardless of what is happening, they stick with what the word is saying. Just check their lives. He said, mark the end of the righteous. It's very perfect. His end is peaceful. More than gold. Gold cannot buy peace. Some of the heavily endowed nations in natural resources are also some of the most chaotic nations. Go to Sierra Leone. Liberia have had their own. Burundi. Dr. Congo. DR Congo, I mean. Praise the Lord. Wherever there is treasure, there can be chaos. So, you have so much treasure on your lips, and there can be chaos in your life because of bad leadership. Like the bad leadership of Africa. It says that the tongue is a small element in your body. Like the rudder of a ship. The joystick of a ship If you see what controls a ship, where's Pastor Robert? He's not here. Small, like the finger like this. Just tell me, small. The whole ship. He said, this is how your whole big life and big destiny. What is controlling it is this small leg. All that you can become is at the mercy of your leg. Whether it's an educated one, whether it keeps knowledge or it doesn't keep it. When things start happening, then you start just becoming unknowledgeable. Is that a word like that? Throw away your knowledge. All this while that the Holy Spirit has been grooming you. All this while. You just leave. You throw it away. And you start speaking like Job's wife. Like one of those, you know, street people. In that sense, he says, stick to it. Stick to the knowledge of your lips. Speak what is in the will of God for you. There is grace on your lips. Is God talking to somebody now? I'm praying that as you speak like this, what the things that are more than gold will come into your life. You are going to just become, you will be surprised. You'll be surprised. Joseph told them, he said, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Grace. Somebody say grace. Can't hear you. Say grace. Too powerful. Too powerful. I can't go down. And I'm not going down. He won't fail. He won't fail. Just say, no one nanya me to be shas you. It's not starting with you. You think too much. Sometimes when you think too much, you fail an exam. Simple question that you are failing. 2 plus 2. The answer is 4. What are you thinking? You are looking whether the 2 has some umlaut on top of its head. Or there is a minus on top of the 3. 2 plus 2 is 4. Quick, we are gone. Now, this matter came. It's a test. You are just thinking too. You are overthinking the answer. That's how you lose it. Maybe God doesn't like me. Maybe God. The answer is clear. The answer is what? Clear. Just declare it. 2 plus 2, 4. Praise the Lord. 2 plus 2, 4. You had a guy, he said he will marry you. The guy just passed somewhere. What's the meaning? 2 plus 2, 4. It's a simple solution. When one door closes, God opens another door. If he didn't marry me, God didn't permit it. The one God has permitted is on the way coming. And I call that one into being. Because I have a knowledgeable lip. I declare that the man that is coming is the one God has prepared and arranged for me. Are you here at all? 2 plus 2 is what? 4. You are not trying to make it 3 or 5 or you are afraid. If you lose it as a child of God in the will of God, that's not it. That's not it. What God really has for you is in your mouth. And if you don't allow your heart to be broken for you to misalign with the knowledge of his word, and you keep to the word, Joshua, this book of the law, Kelamatata, meditate upon what has been told you. Do not turn to the left or right. Stick to the knowledge of it. By this, you shall make your way prosperous. Man, you can't change the answer. 2 plus 2 is what? Some of the rejection you face, if you have an educated lip, you will find out that it's not rejection, it's direction. Some of you should give your ex offering. If he had not left you, you wouldn't have gotten the correct person you married. Power to your ex. Clap for ex. Jesus Christ. X deserves an offering and a Christmas gift from the shop, not a gift of your body anyway. God have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. 2 plus 2 is 4. The voice, the lip of the priest must speak knowledgeably. Say, I'm the priest. I'm not rushing it. There's too much I have to say here, but say, I'm the priest of Christ. Say, I'm a royal priesthood. And my lips have been spiritually conditioned to keep. Now, that to keep means that you have some magnetic field in your mouth that is able to attract and retain the right word on your lips. This is by God's own architecture. That when you open your mouth, imagine Jesus, anytime he opened his mouth, what came out? The right things. And sometimes saying the right things, you don't need to know the scripture. If you don't know the scripture, you don't know the scripture. But it will well up in your spirit. The one who wrote, it is well, with my, he was not reading Bible. He was in the midst of adversity. It was welling up. It was welling up. That's not the time you are looking for. What is the scripture? You that doesn't memorize scriptures. But you will know the mind of God concerning the matter. Praise the Lord. You will know the mind of God. You will know that this sickness is not unto death, but that the glory of God will be seen. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? The lips must avoid declaring some things. Yeah, some things must be avoided. Your lips must not go into declaring some things. Look at Psalm 34 verse 13. It shows us one of the things that we should not declare with our lips. In Psalm 34 verse 13, it said, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Do not allow your lips to be defiled with evil. Don't use your lips in the dead. Don't put it in the latrine. It will defile it. Speaking evil will defile your... What is evil? Anything that is in aberration to God's word. It's a contradiction. Light and darkness. Speak light. Leave the darkness. Darkness is evil. The words of the devil, they are evil. The words of God, they are light. He said, do not allow your tongue, your lips to speak certain things. Don't allow your lips to speak defeat. When you are down, he says, say, I'm up. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons why you should never speak what God will not speak over you is because The lips have some abominable matters it must not touch. In Proverbs 8 verse 7, look at that. There are things that are abominable to the lips. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Wickedness is what? Some people are wicked to their own destiny, so. I say, Yami Bomi, any Obiam Pemi. Pastor, we shall be Pemiana. Hey, whoa, Radic Christ. Monkey, no fine. Mama, like to be sure one, I'll say, indeed, Pastor, would you say, will I ever give birth to my own children? Why not? Because some daughter told you that you have fibroid. Some doctor told you that, true, you have PCOS, hormonal imbalance, your whatever, your ovaries have withered, your sperm count is low. When the fig tree is not blossoming, let your words go. Let your what? Let your words go. He said that it's an abomination to your lips. Defeat is an abomination. The reason why, when they say something is an abomination, it means that it defiles you. The thing is albatross. When you say something is abominable, it just makes you, you know, unfit for proper use. You are there, Holy Spirit is in you. And, okay, please look at me. If assuming Holy Spirit were standing in front of you and you have need for money, What would the Holy Spirit say? Be poor. You will never have money. Poverty will kill you. They came to Jesus. They said they are asking us to pay tax. He showed them where the money is. He said, cast the net there. The fish now, the first one, take it, open the mouth. The money is there. God is always talking about the solution. He's always talking about what? That's why when you speak abominable things, you are defiling your lips. You are what? If it's a cutlass, you are making it blunt. So when it's time for you to cut, you find out that you have, it's like you have used the edge of the cutlass to hit a rock over time so that the cutting edge is bent and it's blunt. So it doesn't cut again. That's why in the critical moment when you speak, you seem not to have result. Because abomination has swallowed your lips. Defiled your lips. Some of you, when you are saying, I will prosper. Hi. The portmanteau of poverty. They need to just bring out and burn. Before everywhere will be cleared. It's too much. Because all you have imbibed and said is poverty, sickness, you know, nothingness. Everywhere was void. He spoke. There was utter, there was fruitfulness, there was light. He spoke. From today, may any abomination on your lips, defiling the grace on your lips, let that abomination be taken away in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. Lift up your hands. Stand up. Let's do some spiritual exercise. Say, Father, any negativity I've been rehearsing, reciting with my lips, today, by the authority in the blood, I reverse and reverse. In the mighty name of Jesus, any abomination on my lips, they are reversed in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, by the act of your mercy, I refuse to be contaminated. The grace on my lips will not be contaminated by the abominations of my lips. Say, from today, I declare I have pure lips. In the name of Jesus, say, from today I declare, I renounce and denounce anything that has been abominable to my lips. And I declare right now, from this moment, I speak life, I speak light, I speak power, glory and favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand on your body. Say, cancer will not enter me. I declare in the name of Jesus, Christ lives in me. Cancer will not add to the tenancy of Christ in me. Only Christ is permitted in me. No cancer. No defeat. No cancer. Some people have an abominable lip. Defiled lip. Look at Isaiah 6, 7. Very quickly. Please take your seat. Let's push a little. Isaiah 6, 7. He said, and he laid it upon my mouth. Can you go to verse 5? Let's just do verse 5. Verse 5. Isaiah 6, 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of what? Unclean lips. You can have an unclean lip. And I will dwell in the midst of a people. He said, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Can you imagine? I have unclean lips because I live amongst the people who have what? Unclean lips. Some of you should just make a nice decision. that when it comes to certain destiny matters, you are not discussing it with your best friend. Because though there may be the great majority of the people who love you may also be people of unclean lips. They love you, unquestionable. But their lips are unclean. That is, they don't have the spirituality to uphold where you are going. And out of emotionalism, professionalism, sensitivities, they say things based on their emotions and they defile your destiny. Remember, the Bible said, what a man eats into him doesn't defile him. What defiles you is what comes out of you. Anytime you are not speaking the right things, you are defiling your destiny. You are defiling your opportunities. You are defiling your atmosphere. Praise the Lord. He said, I live among unclean people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now, this scripture, the interpretation there basically has to do with sin and all of that. But go down, show you something. Verse 6, he said, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from of the altar. So you see that if you go to a typical blacksmith and there is a coal in the fire or there's a metal in the fire, they have something they used to clip that metal from the fire and put it on their this thing so that they begin to form it. He said that he touched my lips. One of the angels touched my lips with the coal from the fire. Verses, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. So here we see that the unclean lips were purged. There is a possibility to purge your unclean lips in Christ. And a purged lip equals a purged destiny. I can say it again. There is a way that you catch insight from the word of God and you yield to it that it begins to clean you from the spiritual uncleanness of your lips. You have used your mouth to say bad things for too long. But after tonight's encounter, you will receive the purging in the mighty name of Jesus. That amen. I don't know what's happening here right now. After tonight, it shall not be laid in your account again. After tonight, call from the fire of Jehovah, from the altar of Jehovah. Let it touch your lips. That from your lips will proceed fire. From your lips will proceed power. From your lips, when you speak, heaven will stand still. When you speak, angels will go to work. When you speak, favor will be dispensed and dispatched, and goods will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that anybody with an unclean lip here, may your lips be cleansed in the name of Jesus. May it be purged in the name of Jesus. Whatever you spoke about and it didn't happen, from today, when you speak, let there be testimonies. I said, let there be testimonies. I declare the call of fire on your lip in the name of Jesus. Say, from today when I speak, fire proceeds out of my lips. Say, my lips are purged. Therefore, my destiny is also purged. Can you see what happened? He said, when the mouth was cleaned, all his sins were washed away. Once you clean your lips, your life will be perfect. Your life will be what?
Perfect.
Your life will be what?
Perfect.
Once you clean your watch your mouth. Clean your mouth. Once you clean your lips. Once you know how to speak well. And not having infections. Especially when you see a pattern developing in your life. It's like every month, something. You say, no. It's wrong. No, no, no. Every month I'm doing very well. It does not mean it will go immediately. But you are declaring it all until, you see, it's like you are treating an infection. As you are taking the antibiotics, taking the course, it will get to a point where the infection will disappear because you continually took the course. Take the course of speaking well. And that infection of your destiny will pack out of your life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. May life come out of your mouth from today. Lips were purged. Sins were purged. Errors were purged. All the errors of your life. Once your mouth gets well situated, there will be no error in your life. No disappointment in your life. Can you situate your mouth well now? Say, Holy Ghost, your mouth, my mouth. One angle. The same frequency. Running on the same speed. No more deviation. Say, your mouth, my mouth. Practicing your spirituality in Christ. Praise the Lord. Some people don't believe what Jesus has done. Some people don't know that. This thing is a serious matter. You see, there are negative outcomes. Tomorrow, if God permits us, we'll go into some of it. One of the things, Proverbs 18 verse 6. Just let me show you. Let me shock you right now. Proverbs 18 6. Please stand. When you don't speak well, watch it. Proverbs 18, verse 6. Please, on my screen. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it together? One go. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Do you need explanation? Okwasia no de nsam bere no. Okwasia. Ena nanu nso. Ema ye twane ma. Some of the things caning people here. The devil has no hand in it. You invited the strokes of broken heart. Invited the stroke of nothing working for you. You invited it. How? Saying bad things. Speaking bad things. Speaking with an uneducated lip. A lip that is spiritual but is misappropriated, misdirected, and misused. Let's read it from other translations. Some people are getting strokes right now. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. Finances are beating you. Now who calls out? Look at someone, say, your lips, your mouth is bringing you a fight and a beating. Do you know what it means? It means that all the time your lips or your mouth will bring you a battle you cannot fight. In a sutra that you cannot take. A beating that will ground you, your mouth, your lips. And as I'm preaching right now, somebody is still thinking that, oh, I will stand in prayer and I will do. Listen to me. Your prayer will be so useless if your mouth is in the wrong direction. Release unto you. That's all. You are aligned. Power is released unto you. But for you to receive, say it, speak it. So if all the power in heaven is released unto you and you are speaking in the wrong direction, nothing is going to happen. Lashes. Money will be lashing you. Rent will be lashing you. Marriage will be lashing you. Ministry will be lashing you. Heart strokes. A fool's lips bring strife and his mouth calls for blows. Tell somebody, if you want more testimonies, learn how to use your anointed lips. They saw 4-5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes. They said it's not enough. And it was never enough in their hands. They brought it to Jesus. Jesus is more than enough. And he declared more than enough over it. He said, share it unto them. They shared and shared and shared and shared. What's the difference between them and Jesus? It's not enough. It's more than enough. What they said. What they say? Fine girl like you. Look at the things you say. Sometimes angels cry, get shocked. Sometimes you confuse the angels. He said, the words of a fool start fights. It starts a fight. When a very good program is being prepared for you, then you use your word to start a fight. Please, is there any more translation? I like this one. Let's read it together. I need a loud chorus. One, go. A fool's lips. Oh, where are we? RSV first. Because you are giving me 2 things on 2 different screens. All right. Let's go now. A fool's lips bring what? Strife. And his mouth invites what? A flogging. Can you put it there? Be effective for me tonight. Please put the scriptures on both screens. Shall we read it together? One, go. A fool's lips bring strife. And his mouth invites what? A flogging. Please put the other one you put there that people were very excited about. Was it amplified? Please put the amplified there. Let's amplify it. Amplify the matter. Praise the Lord. A self-confident fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a bit. Self-confident. You see, no. You can be so unspiritual and you think you are the most spiritual. Very self-confident. This thing you are doing, it doesn't work. But you so believe that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Say, Jayo, Jayo, I know what I'm doing. Hey! Hey! You say, I'm going to the doctor. I'm just telling you what they told me. Don't say. Don't what? Say. I'm just stating the obvious. There's no use for stating the obvious. A self-confident fool's lips. You are stuck in your failure. And you still believe that is the way to go. The story is changing in Jesus' name. Tonight the story has changed in Jesus' name. Any strokes you have been suffering, beatings, blows, slaps, flogging you have been suffering, from today may it come to an end in Jesus' name. That amen is not born again at all. Can you exercise this insight, light, by using the persons standing around you that I am a priest of God and I'm prophesying to you that this year you will do well. Walk to about 10 people and talk to them. You will do well. Please, I said walk. Walk to them and talk to them. You will do well. Walk to people and talk to them. My God, I see you doing well. The keeper's house is doing well. This year we are doing well. We are in a world of testimonies. Lebakushalaba. You are doing well. You are doing well. Your marriage is doing well. Your account is doing well. Your life is doing well. Your health is doing well. Oh, I see you doing well in the market. You are doing well in your village, in your neighborhood. You are doing well. You are doing well in your industry. You are doing well. Oh, you are doing well in your gift, in your talent. You are doing very, very well. Ashela Makapahasa, you are doing well. No more strokes. No more struggle. Any struggle your mouth has brought you, we take the coal from the fire and we purge your mouth. May your destiny be purged of that struggle in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, never put a possessive pronoun, possessive, what is it? Those of you who understand English, adjective, whatever it is, on any nonsense in your life. Don't say my pressure, my cholesterol, my hypertension, my destiny, my heart condition, my liver condition, my childbearing condition. Hey! What I have is what Christ gave me. And the mouth of the priest keeps the law. It keeps the knowledge. And I am keeping the knowledge. I am fruitful with plenty children. Are you here at all? Somebody say, I'm a success. Tell somebody, you are used to the hard way. You are used to the hard way. Welcome to the soft way. To the easy way in Christ. To the more than conqueror level. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. Say, the whole world is mine. Everything in the world is mine. Because Jesus is my Father. Whatever he owns is also mine. He told the big brother of the prodigal son, he said, all of mine is thine. All of mine is thine. All that belongs to your Father, he has bequeathed it to you with an oath. Everything he has is yours. You are a partaker of his divine nature. You have an inheritance among the saints. That is, in the midst of the saint, you can never be missing, because your inheritance is in the midst of my goodness. You are blessed among the blessed people. Blessed are you amongst men, amongst women that are blessed. Somebody shout, I have everything. Tomorrow, when God gives me opportunity, I'm going to show you how to walk in raw power. Raw power by you, the use of your mouth. How to train your lips to walk in raw power. When you wake up in the morning, you must do your affirmations. You must do your confirmations. You must do your declarations. If you don't have a memory that retains it, first of all, write it. Write, interpret the scriptures by the leading of the Spirit. The Lord is my strength. He's the strength of my life. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? 1,000 will gang up around me, but the Lord has already made me an overcomer. I am blessed. I am blessed. I renounce and denounce every curse. In my pathway there is life. There is no darkness. I ride in my high places. Everything has fallen onto me in pleasant places. I am favored. I am blessed. I possess my possession. Wherever I step, the light is getting brighter and brighter. The glory is getting greater and greater. As I step out there, everything I need before I ask is already on ground. It's already happening for me. It's already, come on, a shout is happening for me. You need to have your affirmations, confirmations. Type it on your phone. Print it out. Put it in opposite to where you put your head on your bed. When you open your eye, one is at the roof, at the ceiling. Another is opposite your eye. You cannot miss it. Are you here at all? You see boldly written there, I can never be defeated. I am wealthy, I am blessed, I'm anointed. Everywhere I go, all doors open unto me of their own accord. Are you here at all? I'm different from everybody in my family. And let me announce unto you, whether they are Christians or they are not Christians, God did not raise you to conform to anybody in your family. Everyone in your family is different. You are different. They are different. And may you... Hey! I'm blessed. Shalakapata. Nobody married in my family. My case is different. Are you here at all? My God. They told Jesus, they said that your own mouth has said it. That's why you hear me saying that nobody is going to quench the ministry. Nobody is going to quench me. If I don't quench it, no one will quench it. No one. God has already blessed me. And it will take me to quench myself. I cannot even quench the plan of God. By speaking negative, I will quench myself from entering into the inheritance. It's just an accident. It's self-destruction. Not because the plan is not there. I just crashed into some foolishness. But the plan is there. Someone say the plan is intact. I can't hear you. Say the plan is intact. Some of you think that the marriage has passed you by. It's a lie. The plan is on ground. Once your mouth is purged, your destiny is purged. The plan comes alive and you walk into it again. I see somebody walking into it again. That amen is not coming out at all. I say that visa, you are walking into it again. That opportunity, you are walking into it again. I said you are walking into it again. You are walking into it again. Hey! You are walking into it again. You are walking into it again. You are walking into it again. Shout a louder amen. Sister, when you wake up in the morning, you said, every giant will be dwarf before me. That Goliath has fallen. I take the head of the giant. Declare, what do you want to see? Purge your mouth, your destiny will be purged. He said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. That your mouth is able to produce fruit. Tomorrow, that's where I'll be going with you. That's why every word from your mouth is a seed. Solama kakaya, sow the seed of favor and energize your mouth to collect the fruit. Are you here at all? I see rich people in this church. That's why some of you, whether you like it or not, you are going to be rich. Even if you don't want it, you will stumble into it, you will jump into it, you will fall into it. It's too late. You have already entered the zone of success. There is no turning back. Tell somebody it's too late. You came to the keeper's house. So whether you like it or not, the testimony will happen. And it's too late for you to change your mind. Because it's already happening. The atmosphere is already programmed. And it's already happening. In the next 24 hours, it's happening. It is happening. It's happening. It's too late. It's too late. Jesus told them when they said Lazarus is dead, he said he's asleep. When he came, they said, if you had come earlier, Jesus told them, he said that this one that you are telling me, It's too late that you are telling me that if I come earlier. By coming, it's too late to tell me this. Because I'm the resurrection and the life. When I'm inside a matter, it's too late to say it is impossible. Because by coming here, it's already a possibility. And thinking it's impossible is too late. He stood and used the grace on his lips and said, Lazarus, wherever you are, 4 days dead, decompose. Start repackaging and rearranging. Come forth. Bible said, he who was dead came alive. Anything that is dead in your life is too late now, because the resurrection life has already entered it. That amen is dead and it's not alive. I said it has already entered it. It has already entered it. It has already entered it. Shout a louder amen. I see your hands raised. I see your victory. Your victory is announced. Hey, Kele Mako Shata. Your victory is announced. You are going to hear a very loud testimony. Not a silent one. A very, very loud one. A very, very loud one. Shake up. You look at me. You wake up in the morning. Learn how to put your hand in your pocket. Learn how to put your hand in your pocket. And you declare, I'm the man of the moment.
Yes, sir.
I'm the man of the season.
Amen.
The Godhead is happy to dwell in me.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever I step, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Idols, demons, principalities.
Yes.
They bow down to me and they give way.
Yes.
You speak in tongues to activate the grace that is upon your lips. And you declare, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Hey.
For he has anointed me. He has anointed.
Hey.
You declare, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed as I'm going to the market.
I'm anointed.
Everything is answering to me.
Yes, Lord.
The market is answering to me.
The market is answering to me.
Are you here at all?
Yes, sir.
You will learn how to pocket and say,
hey,
say the things that equal the size of your God.
I'm flourishing.
Any negative thing that comes into your head, look for something big to head it. Something big to what?
Head it.
You apply for a 6-month visa. Something tells you that they are going to refuse you. You know, I heard it. They will give me 5 years. You know, I heard it. They will give me 2 years. They will give me more than I have asked for. Am I talking to somebody here at all? Are you sure I'm talking to somebody at all?
Yes, sir.
Don't let anybody use your head rent free. Let the devil not use your head rent free.
Yes.
He's inside your head and telling you things without paying rent. Speak to that devil. You are a devil and I don't serve you.
Amen.
Serve a God who blesses.
Serve a living God.
Mouth of the priest
keeps
knowledge.
Maliko namandas.
I think he's saying, do you think you will ever have children? Oh boy, Mary did not sleep with any man. She gave it. In this church, have you not seen it? That devil is alive. You laugh one laughter, that will make the devil angry. And you pocket and say, ha ha ha. The power from on high has already overshadowed me. I am going to get pregnant with twins. Even you devil, you will shock. And I will invite you to my baby naming ceremony. Are you here at all?
Yes, sir.
Don't stop talking. Don't stop speaking. There's grace. Anytime you speak, based on the knowledge of the word of God, based on the promises of God, grace goes ahead of you.
Grace.
Are you here at all?
Grace.
Hey, Kashonakata. If you happen to be in the hospital, as you are on the bed, you are declaring, the life of God is in me. Hey, satanic life cannot eat God's life. I have the life of Christ. My liver is functioning well. My heart is functioning well. My sugar is functioning well. My pancreas is functioning well. My cholesterol is at the right level. Are you here at all?
Yes, sir.
You need to have an affirmation. Affirm it. Confirm it. Praise the Lord. He said, let the weak say, I am
strong.
Confirm it. I am strong.
I am strong.
Don't just say, let the weak say, I'm strong. Declare, I, Francis, I am strong. I am rich.
I am rich.
Praise the Lord.
Hey. My helpers are not few.
Sometimes I'll be praying. I'll be praying early hours of the day. And I'll enter this realm. And I'll say things and I'll give offering. And I'll put the offering in the envelope and bring it to church. I'll finish the matter. I don't see the challenges you see. All I see is Jesus. His power at work. That's why sometimes you tell me something, it looks like I don't care about it. No, I cannot care. He said, cast all your cares upon him. I cannot carry a care that he himself has carried. I declare. Just declare my possibilities. When you are doing affirmation and confirmation, declare your possibilities. You declare, I shall not die. Nobody will take my life. Nobody's carelessness. Nobody's recklessness on the road. No one's foolishness. Are you here at all? Who take my life? Is God talking to somebody at all?
Yes, sir.
Are you tired?
No.
Declare, say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Mention your name. Say, I, Francis.
I, Ebenezer.
My family will see me and they will glorify
my
God.
My family will see me and they will glorify
so
God.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
Give the Lord a big clap of praise.
So blessed.
Wow. I see glory.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Amen.
Coming out of your life.
Amen.
And like I said, God told me, he said, anybody who physically enters here, you have just entered a zone.
Jesus.
My God. Some of you are connected beyond Accra. Receive that same grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But you are here. May God never deny you anything.
Amen.
Your heart is looking for.
Amen.
Receive whatever your heart is looking for.
I receive it.
That amen. Say, I receive it with faith.
I receive it.
You can't do it putting your hand behind you. Say, I receive it right now.
I receive it right now.
Please let me tell you, by all you learned, that the words of the priest, they are full of blessings. It's not ordinary. Sometimes when God brings you to an arena like this, he's just pushing his manservant to a level where he will obtain a certain grace to declare something so that your path will be fruitful. That's all. That's why you have to be alert. I don't need to scream. The person looking for you to bless you, they will meet you this week in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You didn't hear it. Shall I say it again?
Yes, sir.
The helpers God has ordained,
huh,
to be a blessing unto you.
Jesus.
They will meet you in the next 7 days and help you.
Amen.
Say, they are helping me. They are helping me.
They are helping me. They are
meeting
me.
They are meeting me.
They are meeting me.
They are connecting with me. They are connecting with me.
They are connecting with me.
My helpers are connecting with me.
My helpers are connecting with me.
In the next 7 days.
In the next 7 days.
I shall not miss them. They shall not miss me.
I shall not miss them. They will not miss me.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Sadala kofese. I'm hearing God saying something. He said, the helper I'm sending your way, He's coming with more capacity than you can imagine.
Amen. Jesus.
One day a man said, I should tell him the amount that will suffice me buying a car. 2007?
Yes, sir.
I said $20,000. He asked me, is that all? Assure self. He said, is that all?
Let it be today.
Then he said, are you going to buy a wheelbarrow? That is, the helper God sent my way was bigger than my desire. Was bigger than my expectation. God is sending you more than that in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord is sending you more than that in the name of Jesus. Some people are not recognizing what God is doing here. They are waiting to pray koyo, koyo, koyo. They don't know that this is a season where God is releasing grace by speakings. I said that the helper you are looking for,
yes,
the one God is bringing you,
hey,
is coming with a capacity more than your desire.
Amen.
They will do more for you than you are asking.
Amen.
Receive it in the name
I receive
of Jesus. You ask for one, they will give you 100. That's somebody's prophecy right there.
Amen.
I said you ask for one, they will give you 100.
Amen.
You ask for 100, they will give you 1,000.
Amen.
You will ask for 1,000, and before your request is over, 1,000,000 will be on ground for you.
Amen.
The amen is not coming out faithfully.
Amen.
I declare that you receive more than you request.
Amen.
You receive more than you think you
Amen.
Deserve. Receive it in the name of Jesus. More favor.
Amen.
More helpers.
Amen.
More doors are open.
Amen.
More doors are open.
Amen.
Receive more.
I receive
more
it.
And more.
Amen.
More and more.
Amen.
More and more.
Amen.
Somebody shout, I receive more.
I receive more.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.